You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Dundalk. We're back on the all-weather for 1 week only, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action at his favourite venue is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm pretty good, mate, yeah.
Good. You looking forward to tonight?
Always do, don't I? Yeah, Friday night's a double dose of Irish racing, Dundalk as usual. Although it hasn't been the norm in the last few weeks. Of course, I've had a little bit of a break, but dovetailing that in with Kilbeggan as well, which is also a regular on a Friday night. So, one jumping, one flat. Can't be bad, can it?
It can't at all. Let's get stuck into it. The first race is the 5.55 this evening. We start with a handicap over 6 furlongs. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. A few moves in the market this morning as well. Enigma Code is well backed at the top of the betting, 7-1 into 4-1 favourite. 5-1 for Mr. Bounty. High Empress, another at fives. Sixes for Times in Antefka. 7-1 for Ask Dad. Cappadocia is 10s with Suburban Sky, and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. So quite a move on Enigma Code, making his first start for Dennis Hogan here, Andy. Do you see why there's the market support there?
Well, that's all about the trainer, isn't it? The connections used to be, of course, with Damien English, and now trained by that shrewd operator, as you mentioned, Mr. Hogan, who's landed quite a few punts over in Ireland in the last year or two, to suggest that we should take note of that and certainly be very, very respectful of the money in the direction of this 10-year-old, who has got plenty of backclass here at Dundalk, as we know. This is probably his best trip. He's got a great draw. And his slight concern is he hasn't been in the winner's enclosure for a while, albeit he's run one or two half-decent races in defeat. A couple of place efforts a few runs ago would certainly give him a chance. Off his mark tonight of 47, that tumbly mark, he's definitely got bright prospects of landing a bit of a punt. But I think the safety bet here is to go with Mr. Bounty, a horse that I've tipped a few times here at Dundalk, and it hasn't really kind of worked out for him on more than one or two occasions here at Dundalk. He's had 11 goes here and he's still yet to get his head in front, but that hasn't stopped him running consistently well on this surface. And we know that he's in good form, courtesy of that win of Navan the other day when he bounded to the front from a run towards the back in the field. He was actually badly drawn that day, the race panned out, all the low numbers were featuring, and to win from stall 18 was a really good effort. Gerard Bruder takes 7 off tonight. He's in the plate instead of Shane Kelly. Don't see that as a negative. He's got a reasonable draw without being well berthed in stall 8. He'd be the one that I'd probably rely on the most in this race. Yes, there are plenty with black class, such as Astad and Enigma Card, the Gamble, who could easily step up to the plate. But I think if you're just looking for a no-nonsense each-way bet that should give you a good run, it has to be Mr. Bounty.
No-nonsense each-way bet then for Andy in the 5.55. The 6.30 is the second race on the card. This one is a maiden over 7 furlongs. And Ardumi is all the rage in the betting this morning. 9-4 into 6-4 as we record this. 4-1 for Ortega. Lahade is 5-1. 6 is for Black Wolf Run. 14s for Yulong Bayou. And 16s are bigger for the others. Although I will mention D-Deer at big odds, 25s into 20s this morning. So it's all about the favourite, really, in the betting, Andy. Do you see that with yourself?
I do, actually, yeah. Obviously, Joe Lyon's horse is in great nick. We should say that before we start. Secondly, this horse has had two very eye-catching runs in decent maidens. First of all, at Leopardstown behind Tomberlane. Of course, it lowered the colours of Endless Drama the other day at the Curragh, and he could well turn into an Irish 2000 Guineas type. And then he bumped into the very experienced aerialist, who had already had a run under his belt so far this season. That was at Garran last time out on the 26th of April. Again, that was another good effort from Ardumi, certainly suggesting that he's capable of winning a maiden. And this one doesn't look particularly strong. Ortega would be the main danger. She ran behind one of Jer's last time out in the shape of Hunt. And then we've got Lahardi as well, who's also had several runs. He's looked an okay horse, but he hasn't done anything on the figures which set the world alight. Whereas Ardumi's definitely going to improve off that run at Garran the other day. I actually thought he was going to win with a furlong to run, but just didn't quite see it out as well as Arius. As I said, I've got the advantage of a previous run. So definitely the money's right. A great draw for Ardumi, and could well set up could be quite a good night here for Joe Lyons.
Ardumi for Andy then in the 6:30. The 7 o'clock is the third race on the car. This one is a handicap over a mile. It's for three-year-olds, and it's for three-year-olds that are rated 47 to 70. Coy Big heads the market at 4-1, was 5s earlier on in the day. Liffey View is 6-1, 7s for Octavia and Social Climber, 8-1 for Rank. Baby Dinis is 10s into 8s, 14s into 10s for Ladies from Hell, 10-1 for Best Kept Secret, and 12s or bigger for the others. So again, quite an active betting market here at Dundalk. Andy, what do you like in the 7 o'clock?
Well, I can see why there's been a bit of money for Corey Big. Ken Condon's also in great nick at the moment. Of course, Success Day has been flying the flag for that yard for this season, plus several of the handicappers which have been going well. And he run a nice race last time out, quite a decent heat at Tipperary on Pullman Brown and Ring Presence. Both horses have run well subsequently in decent contests thereafter. And, you know, he's got a reasonably good draw. Just no experience of the all-weather, which slightly puts me off. One horse that has got plenty of experience here at Dundalk, and her only win to date came here over this course, and that's Liffey View, who's going to be my selection from the inform Ada McGuinness stable. Ada McGuinness actually won with a debutante the other day in a maiden at Killarney, which is a very rare bird nowadays. So clearly this yard is thriving. And she also ran at Killarney the other day when chasing home Sacrificial, a horse who followed up his success the time before at the Curragh. So obviously, you know, that form is definitely worth a second look. There was plenty of fancied horses in that race on that occasion. She certainly did well to defy her 20-1 status in the betting. Prior to that, she couldn't hold a glove on Family Pride from the Jim Bolger style, but again, didn't run too badly at all, given the circumstances. So I think around about 6-1 this morning, Liffey View again is going to give us another solid run. Well drawn, decent speed figures and good handicaps of late. She should be there or thereabouts.
On to the fourth race next, which is the 7:35. This is a maiden over a mile and a quarter. Game Set Dash heads the market at 10-11, has been supported from 5-4 this morning as well. Fields of Athenry, the well-bred Aidan O'Brien runner, is 4-1, 9-2 for Infinite Loop, 8-1 for Estranar, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in there, Andy?
Well, obviously everyone's going to be looking at that form of Game Set and Dashes, only beaten 6 lengths by Hans Holborn, of course, went on to win at Chester and set himself up for a tilt at the Derby. And that was a decent return for Joe Lyons' charge, first time up, following a night-catching run on his only start as a two-year-old last year when he was a bit backward and he didn't quite have the qualities that Witchwood Warriors showed on that occasion. But the fact that he was sent off 4-11 on his debut suggested that they obviously thought he was going to make into a useful horse. Joe's had a terrific start to the season. His two-year-olds have been running well. His older horse has been going well. And this very much is expected to add to that victory tally. But he might well fall into a bit of a stumbling block here, in my opinion, anyway. Well, certainly at the one I'm going to select, I'll give him a race. And that's Infinite Loop, who has had a couple of runs here at Dundalk. First of all, behind Hurricane Sass, when showing up quite well after a slow start towards the back end of the race. Certainly pigeonhole that one into definitely go better next time category. And I actually think he did improve on his run, even though he was only third the other day behind Kilimanjaro. As we know, that horse went on to win the Lingfield Derby trial the other day, lowering the colours of Christopher Marlowe. But the time of the race was absolutely sensational. It'll take a good performance by Game Set Dash here. If this Infinite Loop can run to the same level that he did that night, a massive overall, but a circuit time which actually eclipsed the magic 2-minute barrier. That's the kind of like the currency I'm dealing with here at Dundalk. If any horse dips under 2 minutes, then I massively upgrade them, and I think they could well end up being pattern class. And if, like I say, if he does that again, then Game Set Dash has certainly got to put out all the stops. As they bet this morning, 10-11 Game Set Dash, you can get 9-2 for Infinite Loop. He's definitely the bet there at the prices for me. So let's get stuck into Dermot Wells, Infinite Loop, who, if he repeats that run last time out, will certainly give the favourite all the trouble he can handle.
Okay, strong selection for Andy then in the 7:35. The 8:05 is the fifth race on the card. This is a median auction filly's maiden. It's over a mile and a quarter, and the market headed by Whitehaven Bay, who's been backed from 5-1 into 11-4. It's 3-1 for Azames. Love Letter is 7-2, 4-1 for Rialt Ella, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in that maiden, Andy?
Yeah, interesting money for this Whitehaven Bay, who was noted running really eye-catchingly in quite a hot maiden that was run at the Curragh several weeks ago. It was a bit of a wild finish, but there were plenty of fancied horses in that race, the likes of Sandro Botticelli and Los Barbados from the same stable were involved in that finish. But you've only got to look back through the field and see the Sheila Lavery horse making some good late headway in the closing stages without being unduly punished. Only slight negative about that race. It was a very slowly run affair, and they did finish in quite a bit of a heap. And the horse that finished out of the frame that day, Los Bandaras, has got beat since. So I can half see the positives, but there are negatives as well with Whitehaven Bay. And with that in mind, I'd probably just slightly favour Love Letter here from the Billy McCreary stable, who finished fourth to Corral in what's turned out to be half a decent little maiden down at Limerick the other day. That was the 16th of April. And Corral, I thought, ran a really nice race the other day when only beaten a reasonable amount of distance behind Kiss by Angels in a Group 3 race at Leopardstown. I do think that Kiss by Angels is a very good horse, by the way, and suggest that podcasters stay on the right side of him. But I quite like the way this filly by Inter Cobb kept on in the latter stages. Again, she wasn't given an overly unduly hard time in the latter stages. And in what looks a particularly weak maiden for Dundalk standards, I'd have to go with Love Letter, who showed up well on debut.
Love Letter for Andy then. In the 8.05, the penultimate race this evening is the 8.40. This is a race over a mile and a quarter for four-year-olds and older, which at entry are rated 90 or less. Fog of War heads the market at 9-4. It's 4-1 for Venetia. Defining Year is 5-1 with Leaf. On Location is 9s, and it's 10-1 or bigger prices for the other three. You mentioned that Jay Lyons might have a pretty good night tonight, Andy. Is Fog of War going to be another good runner for him?
Yeah, this would probably be my second best advice on the card. He's a lovely gelding by Azamor, and most Azamors want a quick surface. They've usually got a big, nice body about them, and they like to use their long raking strides. And it wasn't a great surprise that he actually got off the mark at the third time of asking in that race at Tipperary, because that was one of the only few times as a youngster when he had decent ground to run on his other two races. There was plenty of cuts in the ground. He was, of course, third, if you go back in the form, behind Zafian in a maiden at Navan when the ground was quite deep. And the ground was very testing on his seasonal reappearance in the race. It was won by the same horse, Zafian, from the Dermot Wells stable. Well, that was quite a well-contested race. They're always quite tough handicaps, those at Leopardstown. It's certainly no disgrace to get beaten in the end by that world runner who handled the conditions, as did several others in that race. And Fog of War, though, you could say he was beaten fair and square in the end, conditions would have been all against him, in my opinion, that day. But he's got his good surface to run on. It's interesting that Joe Lyers brings him here to Dundalk for that better ground that he's going to run on tonight. And he should, with that run under his belt, get the better of Venetia, who hasn't had a run for 196 days. And maybe On Location is the other one to mention as a possibility. But she ran as though she didn't quite stay the trip the other day at the Curragh after travelling well. She is back to the scene of a scintillatingly easy performance on the 1st of April when she couldn't have won in any more ready fashion. But that was over a mile, and this is a mile and a quarter. So I'm going to go with Fog of War. He'd definitely stay the trip. I don't think dropping back 2 furlongs will hinder him. He's got his better ground, and with the yard going really well, Fog of War makes plenty of appeal in the 8.40.
Fog of War for Andy then in the 8.40. The final race this evening is the 9.10. We finish with a handicap over a mile and a half for four-year-olds and older, rated 47 to 65. Water Sprite heads the market at 2-1. There's been a little bit of support for Radari, who's 7s into 11-2. 6-1 for Bomber Jackson. Armed Guard is 10s with Coach Bombay and Flowing Air, but that one is a reserve. There's a little bit of a nibble on Anna Diamond as well, 14s into 12s. Hammerman, another one at 12-1, and it's 14s or bigger for the others. Quite an open finale on the card, Andy.
It is, Mark, yes. Water Sprite, I thought, would have been a little bit shorter than she is in the betting. Such was her performance of the night, but perhaps one or two bookmakers, such as myself as well, looking at this race, thinking, well, she did have a major advantage of the night, as did a lot of horses at Killarney, by racing wide and finishing late off the back of Sound Fractions. It's amazing how that card ran the other night at Killarney. Anything that was on the far rail was an absolute million, and all the ones down the middle had a, like I say, huge advantage. So maybe that performance wasn't quite as good as it looked visually to the eye. If we go back through her career and look at her runs here at Dundalk, she's had 4 attempts and she's only hit the frame once, so she's not exactly prolific here either. And add to that, we've got on board a young lad that I don't know a great deal about. Obviously, he hasn't ridden a winner yet, claiming 10, a guy called Jason Connolly. Then, you know, we are taking a little bit of a risk either way at a very short price. Whereas, I think if we look towards Bomber Jackson and suggest that we back him each way, I think we're going to be very hard-pressed to get Jane Foley's 5-yard in-form stayer out of the frame here. He's just been in unbelievably good form of late. He's hardly ever run a bad race. He's been dining at the top table in these kind of races. He managed to win a couple of starts ago, staying on very well. And even though he was third the other day and didn't get to replicate that form, it was another good run. He had a bad draw that night as well, which obviously has to be marked up as an improved run. He's got a good draw tonight. He stays really well. He's just an absolute, about as reliable as a Swiss clock in these races. So Bomber Jackson has to be the bet each way at 6-1 in the last.
Bomber Jackson, Frandy, then. In the last, let's have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, it looks a competitive enough card tonight in Dundalk, starting with Mr. Bounty as my each-way choice in the first. As I said, it could well be a good night for Joe Lyons. He begins the action with Ardumi in the 6:30. From a good draw and a good run last time out at Garran, he should take all the beating. And the 7 o'clock, I quite like the way that Liffey View shaped the other day in a quite a good race at Killarney, returning to the scene of her only victory in her life. She should go well for us in the 7 o'clock. My best bet on the card at the prices has to be an Infinite Loop, who ran a brilliant race in defeat the other day behind Kelimandraro, who seems to be on the improve. 8.05 doesn't look a particularly strong race, so I'll go with Love Letter, who shaped with a nice bit of promise in Limerick. Fog of War is another one for Gerlines, possibly, in the 8.40. He shaped well on debut, despite the ground being against him. And in the final race, Water Sprite, sure to be all the rage in the last, but circumstances are slightly different to the ones they were the other day at Killarney. So I'm going to go with the obvious each way one. The top weight, Bomber Jackson, he's sure to be in the frame.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andy. Quickly before you go, you've already mentioned the jumping at Kilbeggan this evening. Being the Irish guru, it'd be remiss of me not to ask if you've got any opinions there.
Yeah, I had a quick look at the card. I've got to be honest, there wasn't that many that were jumping off the page at me. I thought Off the Mark was an interesting runner in the 6.10. Gold Tantrum was quite impressive when she managed to win here over course and distance on her last start, in quite a good time as well. Maguire's Glen, I'll certainly be keeping my eye on him when he goes over fences in the 7.50. He looks a little bit one-paced over hurdles, but he's always looked as though maybe some fences might bring out a little bit of improvement for him. And if I was to put one horse up at a price tonight, would be Perfect Promise in the 8.20. He's been in really good form of late. She ran really well at Punchestown last time out, but I think she's going to be tailor-made for this venue. She does want a sharp track, and Kilbeggan is certainly one of those. So, Perfect Promise, out of all those ones I've given you tonight, would be my strongest view.
Okay, for you to consider there then in Kilbeggan. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy tonight's action in Ireland.
Yeah, pleasure as always, mate. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.